Okay, all right. Just before we start, we have Billy Burke, who plays Charlie Swan, and Taylor Lautner, who plays Jacob Black. I'm Robert Pattinson, obviously. And I'm Steph Meyer. I wrote the Twilight series.
Kristen Stewart.
We have
I play Bella,
gorgeous co-star, Kristen Stewart. And Anna Kendrick, who is a fantastic actress, playing Jessica Stanley. And we have somebody who's just come in.
Hey.
We're watching Twilight, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You're okay with that? Okay. So we're watching Twilight.
And I'm Taylor Long.
We're already 2 minutes in. And for this opening sequence, Charlie, were you actually driving the car? Sorry, Billy, were you actually driving the car?
Well, actually, no, it was a stunt double.
Do you have old stunt driving?
Yeah, I didn't really like your stunt double. It wasn't really
I actually don't have a license.
Oh. So that's the thing, is that I don't think Kristen has a license either, because I've seen her.
I hate the way I say
revoked.
Charlie. I say Charlie, and I didn't like the way I say Charlie in that scene.
It's got the vacant expression down.
Well, thanks. I've really worked on that.
It's really good to.
And you look really
to see my creations
the sadness
come to
there.
Life.
I cried at that bit. You can't see my tears, but I cried there.
You cry? How did you cry?
Oh, I just couldn't.
Who cut your hair? Because like when the first day on the set, your hair wasn't like that. It was a lot shorter.
Yeah.
And was it a wig? It could have been a wig.
It is. It's extensions.
It's extensions?
Yeah. Extensions. Really? Where did you get them done?
Made of extensions.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
we sold that headband for like $2 million after this movie.
That's how we got the budget for the next one.
Yeah.
Also, Billy, about your mustache. When you came in first day, it was a Hitler mustache.
Well, I got the brief, and I kind of got it wrong. I was growing it all song along, just trying to get into the role of this character.
Well, in the original book, I didn't actually have Charlie with a mustache. I thought it was a fantastic creative thing, because the mustache looks like a bridge, and they're constantly trying to build a bridge between one another, and sometimes it doesn't work. I believe that.
Yeah, actually, prick my finger with that cactus. Stupid cactus.
Is that where the ambulance was there?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that was a terrible day. I remember you had to get caught.
So awkward. Like,
you had to get caught.
See how
do you remember when we filmed this scene? It was so awkward.
You are such a good
actor,
Billy.
Oh my
god, Billy, you're such a good actor. I cannot.
I actually went and spent time with police officers to try and understand how they function.
Were they as awkward as you? I mean, I wrote the characters awkward. I mean, I wrote everything. I've written everything. Everything you're watching right now.
I just try to keep my hands on my hips, you know.
Well,
make sure there's a fur on my brow.
And you're playing a cowboy sometimes too, so it's good. It's good. I believe this is our introduction to Taylor Lautner.
Oh, Taylor! Do you remember this?
Taylor's.
Yeah, I do. It's pretty good. Like, I had long hair, and it's like, what the hell?
It's quite a change to see you from the two films.
Yeah, I'm pretending to like think you're actually pretty cute here, but you know that hair has just got to go.
Yeah, it's like
this is
yours.
A really awkward conversation between
it's
us.
Not your best.
We're like talking
Billy,
about
Billy. Did you actually spar with many men in wheelchairs?
Yeah, dude. I just wanted to kick him in the nuts, but then I realized he probably doesn't have any.
Oh, that's a bit hot.
Oh my god! Like, I can't believe. Like,
I don't think this part was in the book. I don't remember this part at all. But then again, I can't really remember.
Have you read the books?
I wrote the books. What do you mean I read the books? I wrote them. Why do I have to read them? Why would I read something that I haven't written?
Oh my god! Like, that's like the most. That's the most emotion I show throughout this whole movie.
I remember this is the first day I came on set, and like I wasn't even meant to be there. I'm actually in the background playing with those kids. And when Jacob got hit. Sorry, when Taylor got hit in the face, it was the funniest thing ever. That's me on the bike in the background. I know it looks like a midget.
I don't know which one's the clutch, so I like have to ask him. That is so funny.
You've never driven a manual car before. Well, you've never driven a car before this, because
yeah,
you had a DUI when you were 15, and I was.
Why did you
DUI? No, I believe that's has more to do with her family history rather than.
We won't go.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
So no, this is Forks High School, and I
have like
all the girls
car.
In the scene. I bang.
Yeah.
I
this
just want to say that every
Forks.
Girl. The one with the blonde on the right that you're about to see Bella walk near, not her, the one next to her.
They're
great
like,
hits.
Like,
I'm
what
just
the hell
that
is
now.
Wrong with my car? What's with all the looks? Like, it's an awesome car.
Like, your parking job is a bit, like, mediocre, though, like...
You know, we're actually walking around Forks, all of the cars actually look like beat up. It's really,
I can't read a timetable. That was my first time ever reading your timetable, anyway.
Like, I spent some time with some of, like, the school kids, like, at the school who actually go here, and, like... It's amazing. There's so much like characters.
Well, yeah, well, I believe that they're like the characters, but to be fair, I mean, we are all in our early to late 20s. I mean, it's not like exactly we can
actually had a crush on the guy.
Oh, there's the bomb girl in the background again. Again.
I actually had a crush on this guy.
That's a guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
When have you seen Asians with a side fringe? I mean, seriously.
Trust me, there's plenty of guys with side fringes.
Oh, this scene. I sucked at this scene. I can't play
Bob.
I'm still like my character.
And I'm actually in the background here trying to cheer you guys on. I mean, I wasn't authorized to land on the set, but I was scared.
Yeah, that was actually not deliberate.
Oh, God. That kid's weird. What is up with that guy? He's not. Doesn't even have an accent.
Yeah, say just gone.
I didn't know Bella was the last character name. Oh, and here we have Jessica. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm in the background. I'm sitting on the bleachers now.
Actually, like,
that is like such a funny joke.
You know, it's kind of weird because everybody on the set except for me and maybe Billy's mustache was really, really dark. And then over the course of just hanging around, I mean, makeup of course, but even Anna in this, you can still see a bit of a tan.
I never understood why Bella had makeup on. Like, she never wore any, but like she wears more than any of the other girls.
Well, I was wearing makeup the whole time. In fact, you're about to see me wear some very sexy makeup.
You're about to do the stride in.
I floated. What they did for actually this scene is. You can't really obviously see it because of the height of the windows. I've made out with that guy. Anyway, the height of the windows, and that guy in the background on the left.
Oh, Rob, you've seriously just made out every day.
I had trouble remembering what was happening during the scene. It was so confusing.
I think I see that water there, and I should have told you this on the day. I slipped you an E. I was you'll see me in a second. I'm basically biting my lip the whole time because I think you're gonna drink the water.
What is wrong with you?
I just thought it'd be funny. It was my first day on an American movie. I think, oh, we'll do something sort of American funny. I mean, American Pie is how all, you know, teen kids. It's like, oh my god, that kind of.
Oh my god,
funny.
We're like such good friends in the scene.
Anyway, how we did the scene? We're all on skateboards here. It's absolutely.
Oh my god, Rob, you're about to come in, and this is.
Right before
we're like
this, I've motivated a lot. On that blonde chick.
They're the Cullens.
We already know that. Why would
I love
writing this scene, this part in the book, because it was just interesting, like, introducing all the characters and sort of thinking about all of the American high school people. It was really just fun.
Because that's how, like, that's how everybody should walk into high school.
Oh, and talk as well.
Like, that fashion. Oh my god.
It is incredible how realistic the dialogue is.
Yeah, they're not actually related.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, I'm just holding my breath right now. Because I'm about to come in.
For your epic.
You know, didn't you love it in, like, high schools where the guy just twirled the girl out of nowhere?
I know!
That's a cute little thing.
That was, I was at Hogwarts for like 4 years, and happened every day. Every girl in the car, woo! It was like that scene from Grease, except not annoying and in the 50s.
Oh my god, you're about to come in.
I know.
Oh my god, Rob!
Oh my hair on that day.
Oh, Rob.
I was... I was actually hanging out near the wind farms because one of my mates, he owns a wind farm, and we were just hanging out there, and he was just like, dude, you should just have your hair like that. And I was like, yes!
Oh, Rob.
They're
it's makeup.
They're
it's
in the fucking dark.
Well, that was more of the lighting in the film. We had terrible lighters. I think I kicked one of the lighters in the nuts before.
Rob, you took this face thing too far here. Just the expression.
Well, no, the script says he stares intently.
Why
I wrote that he stares intently. Why would he not
like
stare intently? Bella is beautiful with her brown hair and her dark brown eyes. Gorgeous. She's gorgeous. I'm gorgeous. She's gorgeous. You're gorgeous.
No, you're pretty gorgeous.
I think I.
Okay, enough.
You're so funny. Right now. Now, before I had this. Before I.
Oh, like. Taylor,
what's so funny? What's so fucking funny?
You see how his paint was picked up?
Well, yeah, again. But like before this, I was actually. I had a really bad.
Rob, you look like your constipated wife.
You look like you're
don't go wrong. If I was,
so great that day. I'm
I
sorry.
Had no. I don't usually eat American food, and I had McDonald's for the first time that day, and I felt so sick.
You were really like,
I felt so
scene,
sick that day.
This scene, you're acting. You have to admit, though, like you're a little bit freaky, but it's amazing.
Right now, there's actually a girl in front of us. I'm just checking in on her ass, and I'm trying not to look at you, boo. But we have to act.
Your
and
nostrils
thing.
Flare there, why? Unnecessary.
I actually wrote that he flared his nostrils. It's meant to be like an animal thing,
like
a bestial thing. Taylor, look at me. Now flare your nostrils.
Taylor!
Oh.
I'm so bemused there.
Like, why? What's the attitude? I think we lost the girl that came in. I think she's quite angry at us. I wonder if
I don't know.
Now, I looked directly at the sun before this scene. That's why I'm all twitchy in my eyes and stuff.
Your eyes were watering in this scene.
Welcome back, random girl.
Hi.
Oh, okay. I think they're doing the commentary, because they just finished post-production on the Red Riding Hood. I think that they're doing that next door.
We should go.
Well, Anna, you're not in it. Billy's actually in it. I'm wondering why you're here and you're not, you know, doing the commentary for Red Riding Hood. Is it the mustache? He didn't have a mustache in the movie.
You know, like, this guy was trying to be funny and he was so not funny. I had to pretend like I was laughing. Look at this thing, hang on.
He saw me announce afterwards. I just have to
pretend I'm laughing. It's not even that funny.
See that finger movement that he did? That's how much weed I bought on.
She's
the only black woman in Forks. Not just in general. We had to import her all the way from Detroit to get her that.
Wow. Not even I knew about that. How do you know about this?
Well, because you know, I talked to the other people. You're not just my friends.
Looking back on the movie, I really wish I'd brushed my hair.
Maybe he needs like plait it or something. I don't know. Like,
well, you know, I'm actually thinking about plaiting my hair. You guys think I'd be alright about that?
What do you guys think of my mustache?
I think you should plait it.
I love my mustache.
Pretty hot.
Mom, raise yourself. Okay,
don't laugh. Nobody uses loud.
Who is she? Because I never saw her on set.
I know,
whatsoever.
She's never ever there.
You know, Kristen, this is, other than that time where you tripped down some stairs, this is the happiest I've ever seen you.
Yeah, this is like maybe, literally I could count the amount of times I smile in this movie and this would maybe be...
Oh, you know, you're at the end. You look so cute when you bite your lip. Oh, it's okay. So cute.
Thanks, look at my chin.
Oh, there you go again.
It's like a triangle. Oh, see my anger there?
You are so angsty.
I'm sorry. You're so cute
when you're angry too. Like
thanks.
The other time when I was at your place and I accidentally stepped on your cat's tail. You were just so pissed off.
I'm thinking about
that close up of my eyes.
Yeah, I'm thinking about you right there.
Did you have to wear contacts and stuff? Yeah, I did. I did not know that.
I just... Oh my god! You've got green... You're like the Hulk!
Don't you love when, like, you know, people drive to school like that car?
I was paying for riding that car.
I actually own that truck, though.
And I've
got a chauffeur for it. I just stand around it all the time. I'm pretty cool, aren't I?
Yeah. Totally.
After only seeing Edward once...
Suddenly,
I'm waiting for him to come out.
I actually threw a copy of Twilight at you. You threw a copy of my book at her? Oh, yeah. I'm actually in the background there. I'm not there. Wait for it. Wait. Okay, I'm driving the car. See that truck there? I was driving that.
Oh,
he's not there. I'm pretty devastated.
Oh boy, love.
Okay, this whole scene, I think, like, Rob was, like, too busy doing something else.
The script actually said I had to be there, but I was busy.
You weren't even on the set that day.
Who changed the reel? What the fuck is this film?
This isn't Twilight. Security!
This is not Twilight. This is... Oh, parkour! I love parkour!
This reminds me of Jurassic Park.
I think it's...
And they're Velociraptors! Oh my god, this is awesome. What is this? This film is much better than the film that we watched. Oh.
Whoa, wait. Oh, this is Storm!
Oh my god, this is cool. Is this like new Jurassic... What the
storm.
Fuck is... This is the house that Bella's... Oh!
Not anymore. Oh,
time is flying by.
Oh my god, alright guys, watch this stunt.
Okay.
The only stunt I've done in the whole
movie. Okay.
Ready?
I wasn't here this day.
Ready?
You know what, I fell down only once during the film. That was to look up your dress, Anna. I was meant to be on me.
I was mean to her the whole time.
And I can't. I want that bottle of water with that 80
milk. You can't have that bottle. It's mine now.
I have to say, Billy, I do commend you for this scene.
Yeah, Billy, this is pretty good acting.
I just kept thinking of my pet dog that I ran away with. I just gotta make sure that my brow is always
furrowed.
You have, do you use the same lipstick I do? Because your lips are really red in the scene. Or did you just have like a watermelon pop?
Yeah, did you guys like share the same lipstick?
No, I just made out with a transsexual.
What did he look like?
Whoa, Bella's father is a transsexual? I did not know that. Did Stephanie Meyer tell you that? Stephanie, did you change that?
Change what? I mean, I made it wet the whole
like,
time.
But no,
I was
no,
wet
no.
the whole
that
time.
Charlie is like, you know, making out with transsexual.
Oh, I was in the back.
No, no, I'm just. I think that's more Billy like transsexual.
It didn't take you like, oh, no. Kristen. Didn't it take you like 40 odd takes to get this scene right? You kept slapping Mike. But
yeah.
I don't know why you did that.
You know, I don't actually. I've still kept calling that guy named Guy Mike. He called me every time I'm in Los Angeles. He always calls me like, "Hey, Mike," and he just does this weird like
actually,
sound. Except you know, more Asian.
I don't remember his real name. I just don't.
So does he just really, really hate her?
Hello. Well, no. I mean, Chris.
That's your first line.
Yeah,
going
his first line after like.
Oh, even in the film, right? No, no. Well, I think there's a blossoming romance here. I think it's quite
well,
sweet.
Well,
it's so beautiful.
There's something mysterious.
Random girl.
Him.
Random girl.
Yeah.
Random girl. It's
all
so beautiful.
It's just awkward teenage boy.
Well, isn't all teenagers awkward? I mean, I know I was awkward when I was growing up as a Mormon in Salt Lake City. I mean, I'm still a bit of an awkward teen, but you know, it's just I've written a whole bunch of books now, so I don't have to be awkward at all.
I wanted that onion so much.
How rich are you,
Stephanie? Didn't get that.
I'm richer than Obama, but I'm also richer than the Queen. I'm probably more richer than J.K. Rowling, and better too. I'm much better than her.
Yeah.
You know, guys. One point, I think I'm gonna leave for a minute.
No, you looked really like, sad here.
This is time of the month.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was actually.
Exactly.
Like Stephanie told me to act in the scene. You know, like that. She's like, Bella was going through a time of the month in the scene. I was like, all right, just go. I'll try and act it into it.
Well, we shot the whole film, like over a month or two, didn't we? It was really quick. Like sitting on Harry Potter, that's like making a baby. That's like 9 months. This is like 2 weeks, then I'm back into my little house in Cabo.
You know, like, you know, I couldn't get into the character, so I was just like, you know, I think she'd blink a lot.
I think any time I had to smile with you, I just thought about the house in Cabo. It's really nice. It's my Harry Potter house.
You like thought of stepping in her cat again.
Well, no, that doesn't make me happy, because Mr. Puss in Boots is quite nice. It's just he kept scratching my new shag leather pants. I don't even know why he's doing it.
That's strange.
Why do you laugh here, Rob? This was so unnecessary.
I was thinking of Mr. Puss in Boots. He's I feel bad. I mean, is he out of the kitty hospital? Is he out of the vet? Kristen?
What?
Mr. Puss in Boots. Is Mr.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
I never even met him.
I think Mike's in the background. I'm in the background! Oh, fuck's sake. Oh, you got your lips.
That's the
love. Oh, every time you bite your lips.
So
I just
far.
Wanna. Oh.
I think, Rob, you had contacts in the
scene
too, didn't you?
She says that.
Kristen, what did you mean by when you always pout your lip?
I'm sure I can keep
up. That's just my way of getting into character. Like,
is that what they taught you at film school?
Yeah, they're like,
but wait, you didn't go to film school.
If you're gonna do a teenage girl, you have to bite your lip. No, that's right, fair enough.
Like actually, the blonde before she bit her lip once, but I think that's just
yeah.
Was
she
going
she
a bit
went
too
to
fast.
The same school that I did. We all got taught.
Really?
Yeah.
And Anna, where did you go to film school? Where was that in the U.S.?
I did it.
I'm just wondering.
Billy.
I'm just sharing all our stories.
I've been to several like schools, so I don't know. I'm really, really good at what I do, so you know, I'm happy.
Don't
with
throw
that.
Up! It's beautiful. It's lovely, and it's raining. How romantic is rain? Have you ever been kissed
like
in the rain?
It's so wonderful.
Oh no, it's not raining anymore.
I think it rained like 3 times throughout this whole film. Like so much for rain.
I think we had to fake a lot of it.
Yeah, we did. I remember.
Seen the...
It's like some so sunny days, like that. The scene where it's sunny and you know Edward's not there, and Bella finally finds out about him. That scene, like, it was hot. That was pretty much the whole way through.
I think the scene that we really needed rain, there's one scene later on where I think it's raining. And I'm pretty sure it's raining. It's definitely raining at some point, and it wouldn't rain, and we were so angry. And Kate and Kristen, you had to do your rain dance.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cute.
That was very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was quite, because folks...
Where did you learn that?
Oh god, I went on like a holiday, and ran foreigner taught it to me.
I think I've seen that dance once in Ibiza.
Oh, like you're
you didn't finish your sentence here, Rob.
You never
shaved
properly in that scene, though. You had
I just really wanted to go. I think no, this was the last day of filming, and I just wanted to get to onto a plane straight to Cabo.
You had stubble in that scene, like.
I know. Yeah, that's how you actually notice how many days we were filming. Like this was like fifth day of shooting. I got no stubble whatsoever, but that scene before I have stubble.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I just don't shave. I just really don't. Well, I don't want to shave.
Don't shower that off.
I really want to have like a King Phoenix type beard. That would be great. Now, Stephanie, you're driving this van, aren't you? I mean, they cut to the black guy just to be racist, but yeah, here. I was driving it, and that was all done practically. And I hit my head, and when it came to, I thought of Midnight Sun. Anyway, even though I'd already written it, I really wanted to write it again. I'm still thinking about writing it, but I'm probably not.
Pippi's gonna pay for the damage done to that van.
Well, it's my van. I couldn't really care less, because Edward was... He was... He touched my van.
Oh, I love how she's like got everybody suddenly wants to be her friend now.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of weird. I think a lot more girls would get into accidents if it knew and make them popular. I think that's why everybody likes Britney Spears so much, because she had that whole car accident, or something about getting out of a car in an accident. I'm sorry, something I heard.
I know, it's okay.
No,
Sure is not okay.
You were really tough here, Billy.
I could
have been killed. You understand me? See, I got my hands on my hips.
I know, it's good. It's a very good accent.
He's angry.
I think I lent you that lip gloss this day. Oh my god, he's so hot.
Oh my god.
Oh, he was so nice. He was so friendly. Like,
he was quite good.
You two look nothing alike, Rob. Bad casting there.
I think our hair looks really, really, really similar.
Okay. Look here.
I think there was a take where he just took it out, didn't he? And that's why you were so distracted, because he kept looking down at one point. It was really weird. It's off-putting.
Kind of look cross-eyed in that scene, Kristen.
She always looks like that.
Oh, yeah, girls.
Very good acting, Billy.
Yeah, very
good stern father.
Thank you, guys. I actually spent a month in a hotel room.
I know you actually played in Gilmore Girls as well. I was watching you see the other day.
I never was in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, you were.
I think you're mistaken.
You dated Lorelai.
No, that was someone else.
I'm pretty sure you were in Gilmore Girls.
This was like a scene that we prepared and worked on for about 3 weeks before, to remember, Billy? Because they just had to get the amount of tension right.
I remember you kept cracking up because he told you a rape joke earlier. And you just kept, every time, and you just couldn't get the entire line out. And you were just like, oh, about to crack up. He told me later on. It was hilarious. It was great.
Oh, I just couldn't forget the smell of your hair.
I mean, obviously, we don't have the time now. If you could tell me that joke again later on, Billy, it'd be really good.
Well, maybe we can play daddy-daughter now.
I will say right now, Kristen, your tits in this shot, this is one shot, they actually look good. Oh, it's gone now.
Oh, I didn't see it. Oh,
it was just like poking out.
It.
They were like
Zeppelin. Yeah, I was a little perky because I knew the scene
she was always trying to get like to rob something. Whatever.
Look, like, oh my god, do you like how much I blink in this scene? No. It's so cool. I don't
you
blink
have
here.
Stomach aching away.
I think I gave you the extra seed for that.
You got a bit too close there, Rob. I could smell your breath.
You chicken while you were
really
there.
Gross.
Like, the chicken wasn't so great.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Well, that's why I went to McDonald's the other day. I think we shot the entrance scene, or the first biology scene on this day.
What exactly was that?
Yeah, it was Thursday. I remember you.
I was at Thursday, yeah. I should have brought everybody back from the chicken
McNuggets.
I know, you didn't. Don't be so selfish.
Well, no, because I know some people are vegetarian.
I bought everybody ice cream.
Billy's a vegetarian.
I bought everybody ice cream.
Yeah, well, that was quite nice of you, Anna.
But
we would have preferred it every day. No, we can't. I'd like a Cornetto. Oh, well, what we call
Cornettos
it. Cornetto, you call it Nutty Buddy.
Cornettos aren't sold at Macca's. They just don't get sold there.
Okay, no, I know, but you guys have got a different name for it in the US. Anyway, I do. You have this weird little like head swivel thing. It's just really
well, because you're frustrating me in that scene. Like you're not answering my question.
Oh, you know they had to wait like.
I'm in the background of the scene. I'm actually like they shot this on a set, and I'm actually by the window. You can kind of see me.
This is so romantic and not stalkerish at all.
I know. Oh my god, I love the scene so much. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I think that he's there. Who's that? You. What? What are you talking about? I mean, I'm talking about Edward. Right, yes. Not me. Not a blood-sucking vampire.
No,
actor.
That was the first night I dreamt of Edward Collins.
That wasn't the first time I dreamt.
No, I didn't think it was.
Neither. Oh, my God.
Don't you love my fashion?
Now, I don't know. Obviously, I didn't read the script, but I don't know where you guys are going that day.
I think we're going to, like,
wasn't the damage worse than that?
Yeah, the damage was
I loved making that sound. That was so much fun doing that. I don't really play action stars. I'm glad I played an action star in this.
You're alive. Yeah, false alarm, I guess.
I sold that guy some weed.
No,
it's really obvious because he always took it before day. Like, look at his eyes. They're really, really red. That's why he never seemed like fully open.
You look really smug.
Yeah, you look really smug, Rob.
Yeah,
you're listening to me, aren't you, in this scene? You're carefully listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Dirty.
The whole thing would be like my head's turned because I've got an earpiece in.
From
zones.
I hated this scene. I don't like rejecting guys, but you know, Bella has to reject every guy except Edward because she's already in love with Edward, believe it or not. He saved her from an accident. Like, you know, what girl wouldn't fall in love with a guy when he saves her?
I'm sorry, but he wasn't in the
I think that's part of the hero code. If a guy saved your life, you've got to date them, or at least fuck them, or at the very least blow them.
Yes.
Those are the rules!
But this is like for kids, so she has to fall in love with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Really. I mean, I
always thought James Bond. Oh, look, Mayweather! Oh, you're so cute! Oh, no. She is adorable.
He's so happy because I rejected Mike.
I know, I'm just really happy, but I never liked him. He was always really
Where the fuck are we?!
I know, I saw
What is this?! Is that beer?! What is Mike doing?!
It smells so great there.
Looks like he's masturbating something in the- Oh my god. Oh, there you are, Christian. Oh, that chick right in front of- Oh, you missed her. But there was a chick right in front of me.
Rob, we- Looking back on
right
this-
Right there! Right there! The goblin chick.
Rob, looking back on this, we look really angry all the time.
Well, I was quite angry, because, I've still got that- Look, hey! I've still got a scratch there for Mr. Puss in Boots. I'm very, very angry.
Did he just say answer my question?
No, I don't know. Did he?
Maybe. Yeah, Kristen, answer my question. Why did Mr. Puss in Boots scratch me?
Stephanie, why did you write the character of Edward as such an arse?
He's not really an arse. He's more misunderstood. I feel like everybody's misunderstood. I feel like everybody should be more understood instead of misunderstood. So it could be like a more understanding.
He's written as if he really owns Bella, which I find kind of misogynistic.
Well, he does. He owns her heart. Oh, there's Anna!
Let him are! That was such a good scene.
You're running so quickly. It's so funny. I'm actually in the background there.
The headband was like really. Somebody,
what are you doing?
You know when you talk and you do this kind of movement that she's doing? Like, yeah, nothing like that.
Well, Anna can dance. Okay. Anna can. Yeah. Didn't you? I mean, I heard that she's in some crazy American British film soon called Scott Pilgrim. That's all about dancing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I danced my arse off in that. Like, I don't know. We should figure that out a little earlier.
Well, why didn't you just crush me and save
yourself? I know, the script was very, very, very plain.
That camera was in my face, that way. It was just...
The camera was close up on everybody the whole time.
Yeah.
It was good capturing all the motion. I mean, if you think about it now, when we watch this film, if we ever do in like 20, 30 years... I banged that door.
He should have, like, broken...
I banged that door as well.
Technically, Edward should have broken that glass when he hit it.
Maybe. Well, yeah, from what we've seen him do to a truck. Billy, you are awesome in the scene.
Yeah, Billy.
Just saying that your mom called. Is that bacon?
No.
Don't you fucking throw that out!
Oh, sorry. You know, Catherine told me I had to.
Well, Kristen can't eat bacon, she put it away.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a bit of a chubby bunny right now.
And like, you know, I just felt like having some water.
A muffin top.
You know, I don't drink the water, I like hold it in my mouth for about 5 seconds like it's some kind of mouthwash.
And then you can toss it out. You are such a waster.
I'm sorry.
You look wasted.
Catherine was the one that told me to do that, okay? She said it would like emphasize something great about Bella.
Well, Catherine's a really good director, to say the very least.
Oh yeah, definitely.
She's got some style and some flair.
Yeah, I like
Why is she not here today? It would be really good if she was here. But I guess we have Stephanie Meyer. It was just as good. Oh my god, I know, I'm so much better. Oh, I know! There's Anna again!
There we are!
And that's Mike. Oh, you guys are my friends.
I memorized my lines like fully in the scene along with everybody else's. You guys are like so slow.
I find it like you guys are like, I mean, I know you guys didn't write it, you guys don't write anything, especially nothing good at my quality, but it was kind of annoying that they had to blend a few of the characters together. Oh, and I love this! Oh my god, I
took several shots, I remember you doing that, it took you forever.
It was great, you know how we did that, we actually reversed it, and then I spoke backwards, because it's all one shot. It's like, I just let it go, and it rolled off my foot, and then I was like, Harrison Borkenberg, and then it's just how, I mean, that sounds like a Swedish chef there, but that's actually words backwards.
Well, how about when you stay away from me? Yeah.
You never actually went up to him at least once throughout that whole thing.
I know, I noticed that. I noticed that. They're like she never makes the first move, and I fucking hate when girls do that.
I don't understand.
Why is she telling me to keep away when she hasn't actually gone looking for him?
Well, sometimes because sometimes he like
wants her,
guys.
He wants her to chase him. You know, that's the
guys
for men.
Do that.
And then the lion slept with the lamb. I think that was that's one of the best lines that you've ever written, Stephanie.
Poor little lamb.
Thank you so much. You guys are just you guys are my friends.
Lamb.
There's a Turkish flag behind me. I just want to say now, I'm not racist, but I don't like Turkish people.
Why don't we like totally hang out?
Come.
Oh, we should.
Can you say that again, Kristen? Just
come.
Slower. That's
come.
And Anna, if you could just. And Billy. Billy, could you say that? Billy. Say it for me. Don't
say
cough.
It.
Say it for me.
Come.
Oh,
come.
God, God. Oh, such chills that you spill down my back.
Come!
Don't say anything else, Stephanie.
Shut the fuck up, Stephanie.
Maybe something to Stephanie, okay?
Yeah, it's not my fault that so many people like me in my book and you guys are my friends. Especially you, Sarah. You're my friend, right?
Oh, this scene, like, oh my god.
I'm in the background
so
here.
So cold.
Anna, are you in this scene? I can't remember.
Yeah, I am. I was just over there.
Oh!
How could you miss me, jerk?
I know. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you will be.
Am I? I'm not in the scene.
No, you're not.
Fuck this, I'm going to
Taylor. No, Taylor is.
Now, Taylor, I remember the first time you showed
see,
me your abs.
Taylor!
There's Taylor!
Hey guys, I'm back.
And you dumped me for, you know, Taylor Swift, you jerk.
Man, I hate wearing clothes in this scene.
Well,
I can't believe you look so
I wish I could be topless in these
hair.
Short shorts. So much better.
It's kind of weird that in the later films
you
it's trying to
flirt with
me
in
that
scene. It's not working at all.
Yeah, I love how Mike freaks out at this. This is quite funny. Now, Taylor, for this scene, do you actually like licorice?
Oh, I was actually eating something else.
Oh, you did the lip bite thing as well.
I did.
Now, do you know these guys? Because they just wandered onto the set with you in that scene. Because
they're my bros, you know.
Oh my god.
Bros before hoes.
Actually, yeah. Chicks before dicks, if you know what I mean.
Oh, right. Yeah. I like chicks before dicks. Stephanie, please record it. Now, Kristen, for the scene, you were so tempted to kiss Taylor.
I was
for
so.
Most
Taylor
of it,
like 2 years younger than you.
I know, but he's just so cute in the scene. Gosh. Look at the way I'm staring at him. Can't you tell?
I feel like every time you bite your lip, you kind of want
to
make
it. Hint to him, but he didn't get it.
Did you not please touch the pussy?
Well, like, it wasn't in the script, so, I mean, at least he was following.
What?
Yeah, Taylor.
Like,
Wolves? Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor! Now, did I get wolves for this scene, or is that people dressed up as wolves? Because I can never remember. I wasn't there.
Actually, Pomeranians, yeah.
Oh! I love Pomeranians. Why don't you get a Pomeranian, Kristen? I'm sick of you getting fucking pussies.
Yeah, sorry, I'll
You get so many pussies just hanging around you.
Look at this stuff.
Why are they dressed like that? They look like they're from Scotland or like Norway or somewhere like nobody goes.
Well, it's all
or lives.
Like, I don't know. I thought they'd move here.
Taylor,
you howl one more time. I will be forced to take you outside, okay?
I can't help it.
He just wants to go to the bathroom, okay?
Yeah.
No. Don't, please don't leak in the studio. Please just
Taylor,
don't.
Taylor, just go, okay? The bathroom right there.
Somewhere else.
No,
is that you screaming, Anna? Because I've only heard you scream like once, and I was in minutes. Okay, that's definitely you. No, this scene!
What's this
guy
singing? What song? I'm still trying to figure it out.
I think it's Hootie and the Blowfish. I like Hootie.
I never heard them.
It's more of a... It's a different time. Anna. Because you're so young and gorgeous and things. And you scream well. Anyway. But I'm in the background here. I'm one of the boats. I'm in one of the boats. I'm not... Like, nobody's gonna ride me. Or someone will ride me. But I'm in one of the boats. I'm right behind that canister.
Seems so eerie, I was like crying.
And if you're wondering why I don't show up on film, it's because Mormons don't show up on film.
Oh. Nice jacket.
Nice abs.
Hello.
Very nice abs.
I
very
like
nice.
How you like how you push them out. It's very, 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 very nice.
Who are you?
Taylor's jealous.
Why are you doing this?
Taylor, yeah. I remember Taylor was caught for like a week after this because he got to take his shirt off and he hadn't taken his up yet.
So well, that, yeah, that and the fact that there was another, you know, dark person in this.
Yeah.
It's
true, yeah, he was
important. We had him important as well. I love Google. Google is so good.
Oh, Google.
I enjoyed using Google in this scene. It was quite
It's quite good. Now, if we look this up on Google...
You have really smooth mouth.
Look how smooth my
mouth. I love how one of the books is actually called The Slapping Beaver. The Legend of Slapping Beaver.
Oh god, I've got four messages. Excuse me, guys.
Somebody's popular. And it's me, because if you look me up on Google, it's like 40 million images of me. Some of them are now shirts, and I get quite cold. Taylor, do you get cold with your shirt off?
No, I'm actually on the steroids, so that keeps me pretty warm.
Oh, that's good.
See, this scene was like...
It's quite bright, isn't it? It's warm! Which means why I'm not in this scene, fucking hell.
See, look there!
Oh, Anna, you and your chest! So good! And is that your own pendant?
No.
I know, I wrote the pendant in. It's my pendant.
Like, hiking and camping and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Don't speak for Anna. Anna, don't speak for Anna.
I'm going to the prom with Eric. I just
asked him, I took
him.
You know what, Eric actually did date after this.
That deserves a hug.
See, her and Eric actually dated after this because they're both Asian and that's what they do. Why would you need to clean the... Oh right, that was that day. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Say come again.
Like, obviously.
I like this one.
No, that was actually good.
You look terrible in pink. You're much better in darker colors. She suits blue, but that's because she's Asian. All Asians suit blue.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm not racist. Okay, yeah,
so that's not
I'm just saying.
I never liked it. No. I didn't like it that much, but you know, I had to pretend, so I did.
Oh, well, that's every girl's fantasy, getting wolf whistle on that. Oh, man.
I know.
What do you think?
A little
bubbling. I didn't like it at all.
You
said that like the last
Actually, I chose this song in the background. And later on, there's a song that I wrote and I play, and I'm so awesome and fantastic and not racist.
Kristen, you're so like a party pooper. Like, you're so angry. If you were hanging out with me in reality like that, I would have slapped you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catfight? Well, any of you guys actually, are you girls gonna play later on? Behind
me? Awesome.
No, she just.
Nope?
No.
Okay. Can Wi-Fi paid you like $100? Like, no. That much?
That was a really good
Now,
book.
Taylor, that's your dad, isn't it? Or am I... No? Because you know...
No, it's actually my uncle.
Oh, right, okay.
Well,
again,
not
racist,
my uncle, but...
Not racist.
I think the steroids are messing with you because your voice keeps getting higher and lower.
Yeah, you sound a lot like Billy Burke. Now, Billy, you're in a scene later on where you help Kristen. Would you like to talk about that scene?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's just, I just love the smell of her hair.
She does smell nice. It's like a mix between... It's like a mix between vodka and cranberry. And
Limitless
that first cigarette in the morning. Now these guys just weren't on the set. They were really drunk, and I was pissed off because the reason they were drunk is because they stole my bottle of Jack Daniels, and I felt like I had to one up them. And I was just lucky that Catherine was shooting.
You stole from me. Yeah, you stole my bottle.
But I bought the alcohol that went into the bottle. Because I drank your bottle first, and then I refilled it, and then I drank the bottle again.
How would you refill it?
Because I've got my own distillery. I know, I am so awesome, aren't I, Aaron?
You look really angry.
I don't know,
you
I was
really
drunk.
Angry.
I'm a very angry drunk.
You are.
But you drove
I won't really step off, because I know I was in Harry Potter.
You're so
frightening
with that haircut, Rob.
I know. Look! Oh! Yeah, see continuity error. They're holding beer now. They couldn't have helped. And Billy, you were driving that car that time, weren't you?
Actually, I was, yeah.
Your driving skills are amazing,
Billy.
Yeah, they really were.
Hey, guys, look at the window. We're going like 5 miles an hour.
Can we do?
Oh. You talk about something else. Distracting, so I won't turn around.
Talk about boobs! No, I'm saying, Krista, talk about boobs right now. Talk about your boobs. Why did you have to cover...
Distracting!
It's not even cold in Forks! Why are you wearing that coat?
I know! Like, it was hot! Take it off! At least give him something to wear.
I know, Krista, you're actually really hot. Like, right now, you look like you... Can I take your temperature?
I was actually really mad at you in this scene. Really mad.
So that's where those messages came from Anna or
yeah, she was a prize bitch in this scene.
Well, now she's going out with Mike, so now Mike has to deal with her.
No, we totally understand. I mean, That happens, right?
It does happen.
No, it doesn't.
All girls get really nervous around me. I've noticed that.
You're dazzling them, Rob.
I know.
I think I should make sure Bella gets some tea.
Well, I was just so happy you played Harry Potter. I was like, oh, you're Daniel Radcliffe!
I'm driving home myself.
I'm not Daniel Radcliffe.
Did you know him?
I know him. A lot of people know
really
him.
Thoughtful.
But I don't!
I know him.
Yeah.
I'll introduce you one day.
Oh, my God!
Okay,
so
we'll see you tomorrow. See ya.
I can introduce you to Dobby as well.
Dobby, I love Dobby. I can't believe he died in the new one.
Don't spoil it! I haven't fucking seen it yet! Who would read that? Would read that British trash? Oh my god! This song, Edward's song. Sorry, yeah, Edward's song. Anyway, the song that Edward wrote. You mean the song that I wrote? Yeah, the song that you wrote. So good.
I never really liked it.
I banged her too.
You sound angry and like.
I'm not impressed that she floated with you there. Not
well, who cares? Because we're not even going. I mean, we are going out.
Oh, the shitty guy, yeah!
Yeah, well,
I know!
We're in love already, Rob. Get it. Hurry up and get on to this.
Well, that's not what Who Winkley said this week.
You probably shouldn't have eaten garlic in this scene. You know, he is a vampire, and you decided to have mushroom ravioli.
Yeah, but I totally changed vampires forever, because, you know, all that stuff is just bullshit.
I don't want to.
Mushroom ravioli?
Oh, man.
How did you know where
I could really go for some.
I'm getting really impatient with you here.
Don't leave.
I'm such a good songwriter.
That was such an interesting way of pleading with me. Don't leave. You don't
sound. I believe at one point I was meant to say don't speak, but I think we had a copyright infringement for that song.
I feel very protective of you.
Sorry, are you quite bored, random girl?
So you follow me. I was trying to keep a distance unless you needed my help, and then I heard what those lowlifes were thinking. Wait.
You say you heard what they were thinking?
I actually do have that power, because I was trained for that power. And Christian right now is thinking how good Dakota Fanning is?
Yeah.
I can read every line
probably
in this room, apart from yours.
Now, Stephanie, why is that? Well, I think that in all really good relationships, you shouldn't know what the other person is thinking. You should just love and respect them.
Bella, why is your mouth open? Like, it's always open, it's never closed. Yeah.
You look like a bit of a chipmunk that's just found a nut. Like Scrat from the Ice Age.
I love those. It's a bit docile. When the mouth is open, it's docile.
You look like a cow that's just noticed a UFO.
And you think there's something wrong with
and then going back to eating. Right now, you can see my fangs, but it was like for 4 seconds. Oh, there it is again! I've totally got fangs. No, all British people have fangs. That's why everyone's like, oh, they have terrible teeth. It's just because we have fangs. That's what, like, nobody knows about British people, is that we all come with fangs.
Huh.
Anyway, yeah, a lot of vampire is just basic British folklore about dentistry, that basically, if you don't, like, brush your teeth, you'll become a vampire. And it's like, it's kind of funny, because we already are. It's just a nice origin story.
Oh, this scene, you're actually driving really slow. Like, really slow. So
I know,
slow.
They added all those sounds in afterwards. I really want to drive fast, because Forks has all these really long roads that nobody drives around because everyone's got shit cars.
I know, you decided to drive slow. You couldn't drive that well.
I'm actually following you guys in the car right now. Oh, they digitally removed my car! That's fucking annoying.
Damn it. What
is going on? Now, Billy, you're in this scene, aren't you?
That's right.
Oh, when I was on back set after we filmed this, I was like worried because I heard ambulance and like.
I was really worried because I thought I was about to get busted for the ants that I sold to that mine kid.
Why didn't you sell him that stuff?
Because he wanted it. He wanted. I don't know.
He's
Asian. He's got a trouble with things. The eyes and nobody's gonna notice. Again, not racist.
Just examine the body.
He died.
I've tried examining your body.
How?
I'm talking about you, Anna.
Animal attack.
See, Anna. Animal attack.
Was it the same one?
Yeah, you wish.
Anyway.
I was getting closer to
telling
you.
Rob, you're like staring intently at him in the scene.
I know.
Why?
You know, like, because he stole my lipstick.
Okay.
It's annoying. That's why, straight after the camera stopped, I fucking threw him on the ground. And then Billy came in, and he was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm the one that had your lipstick. And his stupid fucking mustache. And I knew it was him, because the bottom of his mustache was all red.
And you bust. Ask next time, Billy!
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Fuck!
I want him back now. I want him back now. Give me it.
I was hoping the dad was
dead. I'm really sorry.
What did you say, random girl?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she missed Billy Burke was dead.
Oh.
Sometimes yeah, I do, because like somebody won't give back me my lipstick.
I know, I just saw a
he stole my car.
I thought, oh, someone important has died. But...
For his mustache.
Phone is ringing! Answer your phone, okay? He doesn't.
No, Christian, your phone. Christian, your phone's ringing.
Oh, sorry.
Who is it?
Tell him who
the fuck it is! It's Dakota!
Okay, thank you. Guys! Oh, yeah. No, we're not watching you. We're watching Pilot. You're not in it yet. Yeah. No,
ask if she wants to party with Robert Downey Jr. later on.
Do you
want
to party with Robert Downey Jr. later?
Guys, don't invite me, like, whatever. I'm
no,
right
we're
here.
Not inviting
well, you're Canadian, so you don't count.
We're not inviting Rob, no.
Why can't I come?
Oh, shit. He's in the room.
Why can't I come?
It's okay. You can get back at her later, and I'll get back
anyway,
at her too.
Yeah. Well, look. How about like from watching Pilot?
Oh yeah, that was my cousin in that body bag.
Oh, was that?
Yeah.
Oh, was that Kristen?
Okay.
No, not Kristen. Sorry, Kaylee Kendrick.
Sure.
So what does Kurt have to say about me?
Oh, she just like yeah, she totally wants to party with you later.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Should we go to? Okay, well.
I say we go to.
Watch
I say we go to Stephanie's house and just yeah.
Oh my god, you guys are totally my friends.
You never had any real friends, did you, Stephanie?
I've Joseph Smith
There's
is my
Google
friend,
again.
And my
There's
husband
Google.
Is my friend.
There's Google again.
They're children.
I do have children.
Oh, it's so sweet.
It's quite nice. It's good to have children. This
you know,
scene scares me because
you know,
it's all.
If you actually type this up on Google, it doesn't come up.
That's quite disappointing.
It really is.
I actually wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind knowing about all of this history stuff. Actually, I saw this at a party once! David Lynch's house.
This is how she pieces the
puzzle. Yeah, she's piecing it, but like, very slowly.
I think Bella is probably one of the smartest characters in the show. To piece all of this together. Like, she didn't have to do any research, she didn't have to ask anything, just looked it up all online herself. Did it all herself. She's quite... And you know what, Stephanie, I think you've written a great series.
You guys are so
oh, nice. I love the dress you were wearing there.
Oh, Rob,
your
hair really
was so
oh, my
nice.
God. Stephanie, you alright?
Fine.
Don't touch me, it's sensitive.
See, your mouth is open again, Kristen. Close it.
See, now it's
talking.
Why am I not in this scene? It's not so- Oh, there I am. I am so good. That was the day I got the lip gloss back from my-
I'm really angry at you here
because
your hair looks better than mine
does. Well, that's what it is. That's what it's just like in general.
No, you angry at him because he's holding up a big sign that said loser.
That's right. Anytime I was, yeah. I'm holding it right here.
No,
that's why they don't pan down.
Catherine said to provoke you, so.
I gotta admit, I couldn't see where I was going here. I thought I was walking towards you, but then I walked past you. My bad.
Oh, you missed.
Fine.
I'm still holding that sign. I'm not even sorry. I love this scene so much, just because it's... I just
want to
walking in
there.
The woods, really late at night, following girls. It's just so much fun. Because you get to know them so much, like, what they sound like when they're really angry, what happens when they realize you're a celebrity. It's fun. It's really good.
Note that, like...
Taylor, we should go stalking later on.
Totally.
Oh my god, that'd be great. No, Billy, I didn't say you, I said Taylor.
It's a good thing you actually followed me here, because, you know, I thought maybe I was talking to myself.
Sounds like she just figured something out.
No. She has. She's incredibly smart. She's so smart and intelligent.
Guys,
I tried to write her like all other great females in like classic literature, like from Jane Austen to Charlotte Bronte to... Enid Blyton.
Wow, I never said
always
that.
Always gonna be smart.
I never said that did sound in those days.
Oh my god. There were. I can't believe that people wrote back then. Especially, they like wrote about like women who have like really supportive roles. Like, all girls just need to learn from
that. I had a bleed here. I was just hyperventilating for no reason.
And they're showing.
Well, he didn't have a shower that day. He hadn't showered for a week. He stank. You were hyperventilating for that reason. Rob, shower.
I do shower. Just sometimes I like to...
What if I don't want
feel
to
feel like a man?
Like,
I just... That's not just that.
Why?
Just,
what if I don't want to sing?
That camera was so annoying that day. It just...
He
was drunk,
him.
Wasn't he?
He was forcing you.
he was really drunk.
Forcing you to say something.
No, he needs to be close up. You really, to enjoy the film, you need to be right next to my face.
Are you afraid?
Yeah,
no,
going to say
no,
before,
I'm not.
Some
I love
tapes.
Vampires. What the hell?
It's a classic soapy shot right there.
I know. She's like, there's actually a window. We set up a window there for her to look out of.
Aww.
Just in case. Yeah, your delivery with that is really good. That and when you say come, really
so
nice. Say no. Enough. Say no to me again.
No.
Say it again.
You
no.
don't
say
eat.
Say louder.
No.
Oh, God, Kristen!
Stephanie, I never understood why did he say, what do we eat? Vampires don't eat.
Well, no, we do eat. I mean, they eat.
You drink. Yes, what...
Well, I felt that, like,
human.
You really hurt my arm here, Rob. I was like, ow.
Well, you are such a little bitch. Like, I can just toss around like a rag doll. Like then. Now, how we did this, I'm on a big... I am just... I got these boots imported from China, and all I have to do is just move my legs in this really awkward position, and I can just fly. It's really great. I mean, I'm just walking regularly here, but you know. Oh, also I'm there, I'm walking regularly as well.
Why do you hold your arms out like this?
Oh, I thought, no, for the scene.
This
like
is
that.
A disco ball moment, isn't it?
Yeah, this is
yes,
disco
yes.
ball.
I know, I love disco. Disco is such a good music. Anyway, with the writing of Twilight, I just was sick of all of, like, the meaningful writings that people had done before. I just wanted something new. You know, I always want something new. Rob, do you want to be my new thing? Oh my god.
It's like
oh,
sweat,
my...
Rob.
Oh god, it's still
shower.
Sensitive.
Stephanie, it's okay.
That's not okay.
Call your husband!
I can't. Can't move.
Seriously?
Don't touch me. Must
you.
Touch you. Don't touch
it's
me.
The killer.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, why don't you just make the exact same facial movements as Kristen did then? Don't touch me for a while.
It's because you believe the lie.
Even?
Camouflage.
I love saying the word camouflage.
I like the set.
Camouflage. It's
everything
really. You know what? We actually shot that in the real woods.
Wow.
Did you know there's really nature? Like, they don't just make trees out of, like, plywood and stuff like that anymore. They actually, in fiberglass, there are real trees made out of real wood. Like, and not even, like treated wood.
How did you get that scene? I haven't
seen that. Again, Chinese boots. I just moved that really fast. I trained for a week with, you know, Soleil? They taught me all the stuff. Even that's a real tree. I killed a real tree. I'm so hardcore.
I like trees, okay?
I'm absolutely hardcore. Just unbelievably hardcore.
I've killed people before.
I have. I mean, he has. Character. You ever think there's like some certain scenes where we're just really quiet?
Rob, you said that with such emotion. I wanted to kill
you. I know, there's such a thing as dramatic
voices, I still
want to
kill
you. Like,
I mean, as a character.
So much in my life.
But I'm gonna try and kiss you here because I was just so hot with
you. I remember the first time you did kiss me on the set.
I'm here, I trust you.
Kristen, you're like flaunting it there, like seriously, push any harder.
We're different from others of our kind. We only hunt animals.
My
hunt. We learn to control our thirst.
I go fox hunting every winter.
It's you. You're sick. It's like a drug to me.
Oh, hang on, this is my favorite line coming up, I think. Isn't
like
it the Brian of Heroin line comes up here, or is it later?
I...
Oh my god, it was right there!
You know, because I'm totally a method actor, you know, a magician, wizard, and stuff like that.
Yeah, you
I took
to,
heroin!
You had to get on heroin, didn't
I
you?
I took heroin based on your blood, Kristen. That's why everybody had to do their blood test earlier on.
I still don't know if I can control myself.
I really couldn't control myself right here.
I know you can.
In between takes, I had to get, like, a fluffer. And for those who don't know what it is, you probably should Google that. Fluffers are fantastic.
So does he want to eat or a squirrel or
both?
Just I'm not quite sure which I want to get. I mean, I've screwed up plenty of stuff. Right, no, the characters, right, yeah.
Kristen, so how are you going to play your mother in the last film?
I don't even know. Like, I can't even
you're
comprehend.
You're not
being
eternal.
Did anybody get the script yet?
Oh,
Are we working with the script with the last one? Because we didn't bother with the clip.
Don't say that.
Only
freedom
living.
Oh, you got a little bit like,
oh, this is so emotional. Oh my god.
This is really interesting because we shot this whole scene underwater. That's why it's really, really blue. And my hair is like wavy.
I know.
Well, see, no, it's all the product there.
Yeah, of course. They put a lot of product in your hair.
I know.
Hair.
Well, you have to. You can't. No hair looks good without product.
You nearly touched my
shit?
Boobs there, Rob.
Well, I was so... No, see, when they pan up, I did. And that's why when you make a facial expression now, I do touch it. That's what that is. That's you blinking. That's... it's so round and soft. Thank you for letting me touch them now. Anyway, why did they pan away? Because after that, I totally blind.
Do you want to see what happens next?
I'm pretty sure you do. Because then...
What happened next, we all
had
to leave. That's what happened next.
Blue now, this was the first song. Thing that came to my head for Twilight. This was the first ever thing, just like sitting in a vampire in a field and laying down with him and... Oh, God. This is wonderful. Guys, I'm gonna need a... Can anybody get out? Just a bit.
Need a moment, Stephanie?
Stephanie, we're all paid the same. Not me, I got plenty of money. No, I mean, for the commentary. Right, sorry. Oh, God. I actually played the lute in this scene. I learned the lute for 2 days, and I started plucking random chords. It's the same as guitar, it's just for, you know, faggots. I mean, gay people. I mean, the French. I mean, not racist.
Yeah.
I'm homophobic. God, it looks so good. Taylor, don't I look good?
Fucking hell.
I said Taylor.
Oh, yeah, totally, man. Taylor.
Billy, I think there's something weird, because every time I try and talk to... Just because you're not in this scene, and I'm in the whole film like I should be... It's not shitty cop, like, takes care of daughter the movie.
I was absolutely positive. Like the Titanic pose, eh?
It's quite good, yeah. There's actually... We had sex on the set, and there's actually this fog on the window, but it just looks like precipitation, because...
Oh, that's what
yeah, I know, like. See, that's what it's like. It wasn't even raining that day, it was just really, really... Hot. I, Kristen, my God! What happened? You actually look quite good here. You look good here and later on in underwear. Anna, you look also good in underwear. There's no scene of you in this with them. I love that sunroof. I love cars with sunroofs. They're so good. I actually held up a sign that said, "Would you like to go down on me?" And that's why, that's how I do it.
Oh,
there
I am again!
There's Mike. Mike's so good. He's high for the scene.
That was my camera. She stole that.
See, Kristen, I told you she had a Lumix camera. I love wearing sunglasses.
We strut here, it's pretty cool.
So good. So good. Oh, God, look at my hair. Oh!
You're wearing sunglasses.
Stephanie,
so cool.
How good do I look? You look really good. Really, really good. Seriously, can everybody get the fuck out of here for like a minute? Seriously, all it takes is a minute.
There's a bathroom down the
corner. I don't want to move.
So, does a person have to be dying? Like,
you took such a long pause
yeah,
there.
I forgot
it was
my,
great.
I forgot
it's
my line. No, that wasn't
drama.
On purpose. I forgot my line. That's a quickly.
I gave her the line. I was yelling from the woods. You
yeah,
couldn't
that's
really
right.
Hear me.
I remember that scene.
Where's my thing?
So how long have you been like this?
I've actually been British my whole life.
I'll tell you whenever I needed a line. I'll tell you.
Oh, he loves kissing your neck.
No, there was one take. I don't know why they used. They knew that they
oh,
kissed me.
Oh,
you're
too.
Acting here. So
oh my God, you guys are so awesome.
Oh.
Oh
God, he killed you.
Oh.
He killed you.
I was really pissed this day because somebody had stolen my Jack Daniels again, and then thrown it in my face. This was the day you did the rain dance and it worked!
Yeah.
And all the water was running into my mouth. You suck. And why did you have to make it rain?
Mine.
But Carlisle did.
Oh, there we go.
First with me, and then with his wife, Esme. So is Carlisle the real reason that you don't kill people?
I'm gonna leave for a second, guys. Oh, God. Oh, just for a minute.
I don't want. Family, we think of ourselves as vegetarians. We only survive on the blood of animals. But it's like a human only living on tofu.
I love
strong,
tofu, by the way.
I could live on tofu and be totally satisfied for the rest of my life.
It wouldn't be like drinking your blood, for instance.
You know, drinking blood, it doesn't taste as good as everybody imagined. It's like really sweet wine. It just tastes shit out.
Like you just, you would just be better just like making your own grapes and then squishing them. But you know, not for humans. Don't squish humans is what I'm trying to say.
Vampires suck.
Very, very nice plug for our friends at the Fox there. No, Billy Burke. You douchebag.
Alice is in the future.
I bet she saw me coming.
Alice's vision is objective. I mean, the future can always change.
Such a good jump. Why did you step on my car? Why?
We're not that neighbors.
I'm gonna take you to my place tomorrow.
Oh, that's so dominating.
Thanks. Wait, like with your family?
Yeah. No, with my cat.
You weren't gonna like me.
So you're worried? Not because you'll be in a house full of vampires, but because you think they want to prove you.
Well, right now, I just think what would be best is if we just did the last 30 minutes of this as a podcast, because I can't watch, I can't keep doing this point. It's so fucking terrible!
Why don't we just talk about Twilight for a bit?
I think that'd be good, and the film's on the background, and we can still bitch about it. Sorry, I'm Dave from A&D, I played Stephanie Meyer, and Robert Pattinson did that. I fucking hate this film. We had Hooko over there playing Billy Burke, who plays Charlie Swan. And obviously Taylor Lautner as Jacob Black. We had Holleran as as Kristen Stewart. We had a very, very good actress friend of ours, Tegan, who played Anna Kendrick, playing Jessica. And a wonderful, wonderful friend of ours, Sarah, as the random girl, who was actually saying basically everything we were thinking.
It's going to be really hard to drop that American accent. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, because you really get into it. And it's, I hate this film so much. So we've discussed Twilight a few times on the show. And obviously, just going around the room, starting with you, Sarah, how do you feel about the series? I mean, obviously, up until this year, I don't think you've even heard about it, and it's not for the best, obviously.
This is my, well, I'd heard of it, but managed to avoid it, and this is my first exposure to it, and it's worse than I thought it would be.
Well, what were your expectations for it? Like, I mean, obviously, we were all teens some time ago.
A long, long time ago. I don't know, I was expecting it to be a bit trashy, but, I don't know, still sort of have a possible...
It's really boring, the film. Like, I saw it opening day when it came out a few years ago, because my girlfriend at the time really liked it and stuff like that. And it was kind of fun, the experience, because when they all went, woo! When Robert Pattinson came in, I went, yeah, he sucks cock! Like, and that was the most fun, to which my girlfriend hit me and was like, don't say that. They're 14. Like, well, they should know better. But anyway, that's...
It's something for the fans. You can only get a lot out of it if you've read the books and really like them.
And boyfriends of the fans.
And if you have read the books and like them, then you should probably jump off the cliff.
Yeah.
But don't you think that it has...
Along with the rest of your little friends.
Oh, you know, bang your head into a nail.
Who here has actually read the books, or at least one of the books?
Yeah,
I suspect that the books may be...
Well, then you two are the only ones who can have a valid opinion.
I had
the first one read to me, and it was terrible. And I've watched... There's a video series.
The sexual tension is over the top, like...
Yeah, this is actually... They toned it down a lot in the movie.
So much. Throughout the whole film, she's pretty much, like...
In the book, the first time that Edward goes to Bella's house, she lies down, he lies down on top of her and starts smelling her neck, and he's like, it's really bad.
If you're still watching the film, we're also watching it too, but we'll be cutting it a little bit shorter.
Terrible.
But I think that, there's a really great, and everybody should check him out, youtube.com/NERIMON, Neriman. He actually did a series called, I forgot the guy's name, Alex Reads Twilight. And, like, having read some of the book and listening to the guy read through all of the pages is hilarious and such an accurate description. So I feel like the entire series, as it has been, because, it's basically Harry Potter then Twilight. Like, that's how it was, like, that sort of big jump. I remember being in high school and the seventh book coming out, and then the year after. That's so ridiculous! Sorry. Yeah, she shattered the glass! She's so angry. Oh, I'm so glad we didn't keep this up. Like, seriously, we did this for an hour.
All the hair, seriously, is just ridiculous. Bad hair dye. Bad hair dye. And then...
Yeah, no, we were doing this for an hour.
Bad hair dye.
Yeah. We usually do podcasts for a little over an hour anyway, so this is kind of, it rounds out. I think that,
things were a lot different in the movie than they are in the book. A lot different.
Yeah, I know that they smushed two of the friend characters together.
The characters are entirely different. They're so different.
Are they really?
What?
Are they really?
The books were so different, like, when I read them, the characters were different. Bella wasn't as depressed as that, she's nowhere near as depressed as that, she's a little bit down about
it. I've never seen Kristen Stewart happy in a film.
And, Edward wasn't as grumpy, he was more of a gentleman, like, in the olden days, like, in the Jane Austen books she was going for. He was, like, a full-on, like, gentleman, and then he was just a bit protective. He was never grumpy or angry, like,
With the actual books, is he always the one that sort of confronts her around the back? I love that guy! He doesn't say a fucking word! He's so creepy and stupid.
Scary.
Oh, he said words.
You
She's cute.
Yeah,
she's very cute. Yeah, and I usually
don't
like pixies.
Seriously, it's just, it sucks.
I don't know, I really wouldn't put, like, even though the popularity, I wouldn't put this anywhere in any sort of vampiric canon.
It just, it's so poorly done. I mean,
The lighting is crap.
And it's complete subversion for what vampires are meant to represent. They're meant to be sort of like these killing, raping machines that basically spawn
Stephanie
a woman.
Stephanie Meyer meant to write these couple as a sort of...
I love that! That is such a nice touch, though.
Unawkward.
With the graduation caps.
Couple.
Sorry.
And they're not. They're anything but. They're the most awkward, intelligent...
They're like two amoebas that met on like a toilet bathroom floor.
Yeah. Masochistic
character. You want a proper, genuinely proper vampire romance novel, and Anne Rice has done it a few times. And she's done it well. She hasn't done it like this. She's done it properly.
I think I've only seen an interview with the vampire once, but apparently the books are fantastic.
The Queen of the Damned is another one by her.
Yeah, it's got Alia who sadly passed away.
Yeah,
It's just like, to know that
very good
because I just read a lot, yeah.
But her books are no joke.
So interesting.
Okay.
Are you being sarcastic? I can never tell if you're being sarcastic, Cuckoo. I should just... I Why is there a bed there, then? Is it on, like,
and
a fucking couch? What is that behind her?
In the book, he never had a bed. He just had, like, a chair, like...
This looks
it's
like...
where I sit.
And just where
like,
I sit and stare at the wall. Yeah. I would go mad from fucking boredom with like this kind of light. Like, I don't sleep. And I'm like...
Sorry, my dad and I have a much larger CD collection now. If I had been around for 100 years, I'd have a house full of CDs.
Oh, I did like this song though. I did like Claire de Lune. Claire de Lune is one of the best
people. Claire de Lune is an incredible composer. Mm. But song.
Song. It's by Debussy.
By the composer, yeah. Is
it's really actually one of the strangest...
Debussy?
Debussy.
Is it Debussy?
I don't know. I think it's an accent thing.
I thought it was Debussy.
One of the best times I've ever heard the song is for some reason there's a whole classical section on the video game Burnout Paradise, and it's like a racing video game, and it's just like it had just turned nighttime in the game, and then this had come on, and I was just like, this is magical. It's so wonderful. And there's also that scene at the end of Ocean's 11 where they're all standing by the Bellagio fountains, and that song kicks in as like all the water erupts. It's such a beautiful piece. And they, you know what, the dancing sequences in Harry Potter are better than this.
They are, they're much more...
I mean in the seventh one.
Choreographed.
not in Goblet of Fire with a huge dance.
The Goblet of Fire one where they change arms is confusing.
It's cool.
I tried to do that, it didn't work.
I'm just trying to listen to music and not listen to any of the dialogue.
Can Kristen, use any emotion whatsoever towards?
No.
She does sound very, like, when I've seen her in an interview, she sounds exactly the fucking same.
I don't understand how she made it as an actress. Is she, like, how can, she has no emotion.
She's got, like, this heroin chic appeal, like, being pale and slightly, she's kind of like the sort of, like, pot girlfriend. Like that's the term where, like, girls that would just hang around stoners, like, they wouldn't be anybody's girlfriend or anything particular, but, you know, they would make out with people.
It's really irritating.
I kind of wish I was still doing the voice, because, like, this part, I trained with a bunch of monkeys for a week. This is how I got the facial expressions down.
Oh, then he started throwing crap.
It's one of those hard instincts to start. I think there's one scene where I'd thrown shit at Kristen's face. No, it's not. There's nothing.
This is unreal. This is so horrible. It's unreal.
It's not even windy.
See, it's just like in Harry Potter 7, it's beautiful, long, like, landscapes and cinematography and all of the nature scenes. Like, this is really wonderful. I would like to Photoshop them out of the scene.
Can I just say, so far, there's actually no plot.
Yeah, there isn't.
The other book, than the two of them blowing
the
up,
book,
no, there's no
there's
blood.
A lot. This story is so much.
It's not. It's literally not until the last 20-30 minutes that anything fucking happened.
I know. There's this whole action sequence which looks really fake, and that was the first day they were shot.
Yeah.
The action.
Yeah, it's like, why would you waste that? It kind of looks like the tree is rotating.
Maybe
in that
they
scene
gave away all their energy for that scene, and the rest of the film.
Yeah. Well,
just
especially,
like,
especially Kristen Stewart.
Just stuff that we don't need to continue on.
Hey girls, newsflash! Apparently, up a tree is a new place for a date. Yeah.
I like to play music when you think about your
power. But she sat on the chair.
That was another. That was an alternative scene where he played. Girls just wanna have fun.
Yeah, he played
they
that
just
later
wanna,
and deleted scene.
They just wanna. Girls just wanna.
She sat on the chair a second
have
ago.
Have fun.
The chair's not there anymore. The chair's gone. Oh my god,
there
now it's
gone
out.
Hey, come to Notre Dame. And really poor lighting.
The
light again.
Is rubbish.
It looks like it's. I imagine the camera is just a really, really like a ghost
dodgy.
Of ADHD.
It
just floats in and just fucks off.
Like the thing.
Who are these people? What's going on there? Oh, it doesn't matter. Who's that chick? Oh, she's got a nice right with. Oh, it's gonna fucking. Ooh, they left a footprint.
As vampires wouldn't. They don't weigh anything. They're lightweight. They're dead. They leave no traces.
That's a good point. But these aren't vampires. Fucking.
They're evolutionized vampires. They're people.
Stephanie Meyer can't decide whether they weigh or not.
I know. I don't understand. So the men can have children, but the women can't. And the men can produce children because Bella falls pregnant. Bella, like all the other women vampires, can't because they're suspended.
Oh, my brain hurts
how
already from stupidity.
It doesn't make sense.
I really, like, can we all promise each other now that in November next year we all go see Breaking Dawn drunk?
Okay,
fuck.
Okay, drunk is like, yeah, let's just.
That's
Stephanie Meyer! Oh my god, guys, I'm in the background.
And
writer!
Yeah!
And in the book, Bella cooked all the meals. She
I will say this about Stephanie Meyer, as much as I hate her, she has a very nice rack.
Bella has no idiosyncrasies other than being dull, plain, and depressed.
I
love those bearded guys because it looks like they like form their. They're the ones that formed forks.
Yeah.
I think I've seen this film at least. I think it's all the way through twice at the very most, and that's including this time. I probably after you guys leave because oh yeah we're only doing it like if you're timing it or if you've already looked at the stream. You're probably only going to do about another 20-30 minutes of this because Tegan, a wonderful actress, has to leave.
Sorry.
It's fine. We'll try and stretch it out as much as we can. Because we're thinking, let's do the whole film. And then we got to the hour mark and just mentally I'm just like, I can't fucking do this because it's like, it's just so boring. It's hard to think up jokes for something that's crap. It's
it really
so
is.
Crap.
Yeah, he's a good buddy.
I had fun
last night. Yahoos. Billy Burke hates Yahoos.
What accent
does he have?
Oh no, he sounds like he has a southern accent.
You know, Holleran, can I just call you Jess from now on, Jess? It's just easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we can do is if there's a film that we either really like or really hate and that we know that we can go for the entire length of the film. You know the Riff Tracks has its own Iris section, right?
Yeah.
Is that Rocky Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't open it.
If
then
you
I'm
do it,
want
it's
some.
Gonna have to be a short.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I will upload this
and
to
in,
the,
in
the,
book,
the blog.
My mother was like albino.
She oh, I want to punch you! Fucking hate you.
Don't ever have any.
I
break it off.
Where's my water? I'm trying to lose weight.
Come on.
Go for it.
I've never had this before. How's it work?
No.
Oh god, that's too big, please.
Just break it off.
He breaks into
it has to be gone, because I have no room for it in my car.
He breaks into a room
in your car.
There's no room, so it has
no,
to be.
Not gonna work.
Just smash it. Go on.
Just break it.
Break it.
Yeah, but I've got like this massive piece. Oh,
yeah.
Good, eat it. I can't eat it at all.
It's great.
You know how much chocolate I got from
my- Don't put it near me! Oh my god, no! 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 Oh god, it's trying to take advantage of me. No!
Just take a piece.
Yeah, okay,
so have you read the...
Please,
sorry, well, basically, because no. Sarah got really bored of the film really quickly, she's been reading
Come
Scott Pilgrim Volume 6.
I can't in my car.
Mm-hmm.
No room.
Have you been enjoying it? Because I know that you got the first... Four?
The first five.
Oh, so you got the
fifth. To sleep.
Actually, no, I didn't.
You're an
animal! Shut up. I think this is only one of the books you actually bought or got given to you.
No. Yeah, he gave it to me.
Yeah, so...
But you bought it all.
No!
No.
I'm not
helping. Oh, hold on. Wait, we get to kind of see her in underwear?
This makeup scene here is like Oh my god, like, I'm gonna kill you.
I usually don't watch morning news, but there was one morning where I woke up, and they'd looped this scene over and over again for like 15 seconds, and it was like 6:30 in the morning, and they were like, oh, are they gonna kiss? It was the best bit of news I'd ever seen.
This is about the only scene you see when you kiss.
Yeah.
The rest.
No.
And then what's she's like, oh my god, chocolate. Edward, take me now, hurry up.
You know what, that's kind of hot. Just a bit. If it wasn't for the fact that they were characters that I hate this way. Oh my god, underwear! That I hate so much. And
he's trying to eat his face.
Jump back. And then, like, a crowbar comes in. Like, why is Matthew Fuchs on stage?
Like an old vaudeville show.
Yeah.
Rob Housen, please get off the stage.
You're touching
he's so tense. He's so tense in the face.
He is.
The thing is, he is a genuinely good actor, and he genuinely dislikes Twilight.
I haven't seen anything that's good.
What about Harry Potter?
Like, he was okay in that.
Yeah, it was okay. But never mind.
Yeah, he's good in Harry Potter.
Like, Kristen Stewart, if anybody's seen her in Adventureland, she
take my body back to my
bored.
Father, Harry. Take my body back. Oh. Talk about making it harder for him. He's already got to get himself back to the cut without Voldemort kicking.
Yeah, no, no, don't! Cedric,
back,
I'll totally
Harry.
Do that!
Take my body back!
I didn't realize it was Cedric.
Hey, Cedric!
Yeah,
he's Cedric Diggory.
When it was with Cho Chang, the one that Harry was like, you're mine now. Oh. And then he dumps
Cho
her.
Chang, yeah.
And then he dumps her and takes Ginny around.
I kind of wish. I feel like I'm gonna buy the fifth Scott Pilgrim because it's my favorite one. But I do like this because it examines the whole Kim Pine spoiler relationship. I love the fact that have you read all of them?
Disrespectful.
Okay, alright, I'm not gonna ruin the ending.
Sitting
in
bed.
No, but there's a thing. There's like in this one, I think there's one point where he kisses Knives again.
This scene actually don't
Lisa
mind.
Again.
Yeah, he's basically
this
trying to
kind of
have casual relationships with all his ex-girlfriends.
Exactly.
This scene's kind of funny.
But that's the thing, is that all the kisses are terrible, and then when he finally kisses Ramona in the end, it's like really nice.
He's got his gun, he's got his fun.
Yeah, and then she's like, Edward left to meet you, and he's like, shh.
I really wish we'd watch Scott Pilgrim.
I haven't seen it.
No! See, if I saw you more often, I'd let you borrow it.
Yeah.
But you need
I'll
to see it.
Next year.
Yeah, yeah. because it's in 2 days.
No, it's not. No, I'm joking.
I wonder if we disappointed anybody who actually wanted to listen to us pretend to be the characters from Twilight for a full 2 hours.
No, they're probably breathing a sigh of relief along
no
with
idea.
Us, don't they?
I know. Because we're genuinely nice people and people like us and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Tegan, link as many friends as you can to the streaming of this. Basically, as soon as you guys leave, I'm just going to throw this up online. I really probably shouldn't say that while recording it because it's so meta. I can't believe you guys are actually watching it now.
I know, it's really boring. I like, yeah, it's boring.
I do like the baseball scene, but I think the only reason I like it is because it's one of the only Muse songs that I like.
Yeah, but you know, problem. I love Muse, and then this killed it. This song came out with Massive Black Hole, and all the teens like, oh my god, Muse!
Oh, the same thing with at the end with 15 Step. I love Radiohead, and then they played it.
Muse
this
came
the credit
here.
Song.
Muse came out here.
I think Twilight Princess.
Yeah, this is just like that time when we tried to watch United States of Terror.
We had to poke her to wake her up.
Oh, wake up, Jess, wake up.
I'm glad you said that, Sarah. And not any of the guys.
Jabby, jab.
See, there's so many nice scenes and they wasted so much fucking money.
It's really terrible filming. It's terrible. The camera's everywhere. It's like, whoa.
I will say one thing is that the saturation, the color saturation is really good.
But I don't like the lighting. The saturation's good. The lighting.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
really
makes you feel depressed, doesn't it?
It is a depressing film.
It is really depressing.
At the end, you go, oh my god.
Oh, see, I like this song
that's
by Muse,
song.
But it's ruined.
Best song. I know. Hey, like my sister went to Muse.
That's
and
so funny.
She said there was kids there who were like, I don't know who Muse are. I just came because of Twilight.
I hate that. I mean, it's good that Muse are getting money because
yeah,
they're
still,
not douchebags,
like, oh
but like,
my god.
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, it's not douchebags.
Apparently, she had to learn how to swing left-handed because she was either way, vice versa, or something like that. To learn how to swing
this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, I get stupider.
No, it's really
like, why
stupid.
Would anybody give a fuck that it's so, like, that
well,
the bat is so
good.
Loud?
But the music is so good. It's such a good
I'm gonna turn it up just for you, Jess, so you don't fall for it.
Yeah, please do. I love
it. Every time Kristen says something, it's so stupid.
I know, she's not the brightest.
You're out. I will have, you know what, I'm fucking giving in to temptation. I will have the teeniest bit of that.
Not this.
Alright,
that's
not one
bad. No, don't look at me!
But you don't have the coffee now and then.
What?
You don't have stuff now and then.
It's a dark chocolate.
Yeah, let me know.
Because that's what you ate on the hollow.
It's a dark chocolate. Wow.
It's not.
Dark.
It's not what
dark is apparently
good for you. That's true. Thank you.
There's a lot of antioxidants in it.
Don't lie to me!
I'm not that guy.
That was a dark chocolate.
Yeah. You're like, I'm
alive. Yeah, no, I kind of like Dr. Only a big Dr. Foot.
Monkey,
hold on, spider monkey.
Why are vampires playing baseball?
You know, thinking about it, because, yeah, why didn't they just beat them with baseball bats if they have that much heat?
Now the bad guy comes after an hour and 20 minutes.
No, it's more than that. I think because we started. I'm really sorry if anybody who's like, why is their timing off? Or they're watching an NTSC version.
Why are they floating? Oh, now they're walking.
Yeah, no, you're right. We're an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, we started this 2 minutes.
Why didn't they just get Bella out of there now? Why did he?
No,
fight?
They decided to keep Bella there.
You should just run with that. Go, Edward. Run like the wind. Fly like the wind. Like
that'll help.
Get it,
Forrest? I like at least that she points out the floor.
We come out of the mist.
Oh my god, the fuck I pee! Why? Don't stoop to their level, thank you, Tegan. I'm too late to get up. Oh man. This is such a terrible fucking person. Wow, do you want a tissue for that?
Hang on, we have to pose for a second.
How come
he
doesn't get the
purple
face paint?
Because he's black.
Instead, he gets the bronze face paint.
I believe I am French vampire.
I'm one half of Millie Vanilli.
Oh, it's Vivian!
I'm Laurent.
Come from New Orleans. Wonderful down there.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I am Russian. I am a sexy Russian vampire.
Hello.
Cool, they changed the actress.
I did change the actress.
Yeah.
We didn't realize the territory.
I mean, considering how badly we survived this, do you guys actually want to do a new moon and then just break it eventually, or? We don't have to. We really don't have to.
Hang on, you've never seen
me. I've never seen new moon, and
I really don't want to watch it. This is basically, I feel like other people are going to be like, he just wanted an excuse to watch Twilight and not feel like shit.
Hang on, this is the only pivotal scene because he smells Bella. We have to
type
it up.
Oh my god, Bella.
Just like,
you need 3 more players?
Could you use 3 more players?
He reminds
you do that herbal.
Of the fish in American Dad.
Wait for it.
Good catch.
Oh,
well, I think we can handle that.
Oh,
snap! I know she did.
Oh, no, girl! It's like Dead Vampire Jam. Oh, my god.
She looks like Bella's face expression.
Somebody left some chocolate on your neck.
I smell something. Hang on. Oh no, wind.
Oh no, the wind. This was the second time this year that the wind was an enemy.
Nom nom nom,
Bella. I'm amazed they didn't do any like swan puns.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
He smells
nothing at all, Sarah.
Like nom nom nom.
But we didn't get to play the game.
Yes, you
always
again!
I can see the game.
I
like his red
contact. We haven't even started, but I can see the game.
Oh, you've got a human on your team that's.
I just lost Angry Birds.
Cheers.
I'm going to get that
done. She has the most lamest names, too. Like, James the Vampire. Like, at least True Blood has, like fucking Lafayette and Sookie and...
Okay.
Ah.
This is only the first
True Blood is so much better than this!
True Blood, I watched it last night. So much better.
The only problem I have with
so
True Blood is that everybody knows that he's Spider-Man, and if I like that, if I don't...
It's kind of interesting dynamic, because it plays out some of the American prejudices.
Yeah.
Prejudice.
Well, I enjoy Edge Dark. I like Edge Dark.
Alright, yeah, I say, we can stop this, end the podcast, and all that.
He wants rest.
It's draining.
You take it home with you.
Oh. I'll eat it.
It's very nice. It's very awkward to eat.
Yeah, I know.
It's draining.
You got 2 guitar heroes.
Yes, let's go. Woo.
Here we go. I'm
still recording.
That just sounds like you're sick of me. Anyway.
I'm just thinking it's
movie.
We hope everybody has had a wonderful Christmas and has a wonderful New Year.
I'm getting
everybody
we're still,
here.
We're still recording.
At Writer's Block Podcast and A&D. I'm probably not going to keep doing my vlogs for at least a week or so. Happy New Year for
Happy
everybody.
Happy New Year. Party
we
need one of those
blow things. We need to set out the end. That's good. Alright. So that's the fourth episode in the bag. Unfortunately, you had to watch Twilight to enjoy half that. See ya.
See ya.